Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by a very special guest. We have the State Director of AARP Utah, Alan Ormsby. Mr. Ormsby, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you letting me have the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, looking at your background, you have an education in law with a focus on healthcare law, long-term care. So it makes you really the perfect person to be the state director of AARP Utah. And we're going to be talking about the election today because, you know, coming right up around the corner on November 5th, just a few short weeks away. So we're going to talk about some questions that people may have for some of the older people in our community. So let's start out by talking. What do you think some are the issues at the top of the list for Utahns in this upcoming election?
Well, some of the top issues, it always continues to be Social Security. People work hard for Social Security. It's their money. They're concerned about that, making sure that that is available to them. Caregiving is another huge issue, whether it's caring for your spouse, caring for your parents or your kids. That's a really big issue, and in Utah, we're really seeing a lot of people talking about property taxes. It's exciting that people's property values are going up, but that makes property taxes much more expensive, and so that's one of the things that our members are telling us that they're concerned about.
And then I know around here, we hear a lot of that same talk that, you know, property taxes are getting too high. They're getting to a very unattainable rate for people who might be on a fixed income. Now, let's kind of shift our attention. So, you know, you look around in the media, you see a lot of people saying that this election is one that's going to be decided by the younger generations, you know, Gen Z, the millennials. But some people are saying that the 50-plus voters are the age group that's going to decide this election. Do you have any take on that?
Well, if past history is any indication, it will be the older adults who make decisions about the election. In our last election, for example, about 51% of all the voters in Utah were over 50. That's about 554,000 voters in Utah who voted over the age of 50. And, you know, obviously we encourage everyone to vote, but we also want to see our politicians pay attention to the needs and the issues that are impacting older people in the state.
Yeah, because you feel like sometimes they kind of become an overlooked group. A lot of these politicians are trying to win over these younger generations, but they don't really realize the influence that these older generations can have on their candidacy. Now, a big part of elections is being informed and knowing where you can go for this information, because there's so many different sources that you can take. It's hard finding one that you know is going to be accurate. But where can these voters go to find more information?
Boy, you hit it on the head, and there's a lot of bad information out there. So AARP Utah tries to be a reliable source of nonpartisan information about where to vote, when to vote, what the deadlines are. So we've got a great website that should be easy to reach. It's aarp.org/UTVotes.
And that, like you said, that is going to be super easy to remember. Again, it's aarp.org/UTVotes. Now, Mr. Ormsby, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
But just that it's so important. Every election is important, but this is a really big one. Get out there and vote. There's no excuse for not voting. So we encourage everyone to do their civic duty and vote.
Well, Mr. Ormsby, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was the State Director of AARP Utah, Alan Ormsby, and we were talking about the upcoming election, where to get information, and the issues that matter to the older population. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.